It's another Ag News Update. A drought in Central America really beginning to weigh on U.S. grain exports. More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Drought in Central America has caused problems at the Panama Canal, and that's now weighing on U.S. grain exports out of the Gulf. Headed for East Asia, in 2022, 41 vessels in the last 2 weeks of October destined for East Asia, and of those 41, 34 went through the Panama Canal. The same 2 weeks this year, in late October, 38 vessels headed for East Asia, yet only 5 went through the Panama Canal. Despite the added ton miles from rerouting through the Suez Canal, freight rates for shipping grain from U.S. Gulf to Japan have been below a 4-year average. Now, one possible reason is the U.S. grain inspections at the Mississippi have been weak compared to the 3-year average. That's dampened the demand for freight out of the U.S. Gulf. Another reason for the relatively low freight rates, an increase in total global dry bulk capacity in recent years. Still, freight rates could rise in the coming weeks if bulk demand increases. And this is another Ag News Update.